It is more a historical question. I mean, you mentioned very precise words and precise action of the Buddha, but how do we know that it's the genuine story or very genuine words because they were written hundreds of years after his
Oh, you can just doubt it. It's okay.
death?
If that helps you, if that helps you be happy. Yeah. I mean, you can't know. We accept it through tradition, and I mean, one of the things that I find that gives me confidence with the with the Pali Canon is that there actually are, like, there's multiple descriptions of the Buddha's awakening. And they come from different angles or different perspectives. So they're not trying to, how do you say, like whitewash it, or even the that sense of the Buddha being, they're just recounting and where the Buddha declares his awakening, and then the wandering ascetic, yeah, well, maybe so, and walked away. Wasn't impressed by it at all, and so that's it's not trying to whitewash. It's just trying to give an account, more or less. But I mean, in a sense, it is 25, 2600 years, and there's going to be some things that are not absolutely true, but the point of it is not so much is every word true, is there enough to free my heart from suffering? And that's the point.